You're listening to The Bill Murphy Show, the daily music interview show featuring the best in the business. From behind the scenes, in the studio, and on the stage. Available by subscription for free on iTunes and at BillMurphyShow.com. Brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack. Fresh Florida seafood and live music on A1A on world-famous Fort Lauderdale Beach. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
And here is your new digital broadcast for Friday, October 28th, 2011. Daily? Well, not so much. Almost daily. We're going to be keeping a between 2 and 3 day a week regime up here on the show. And of course, special occasions if we need to, we will, depending on the demand and the need, we'll get more shows up. Hey, if you have an artist that you think I need to know about that should be on this show, you know, up-and-comers, people that haven't been discovered yet, and even those that that are, and you just want to refer me, email me at murph@billmurphyshow.com. You can also do that if you want to become part of the family and get your business website advertised on our show. We've got all the details at billmurphyshow.com. Look at the advertising opportunities tab there, and you'll see all the breakdown on how much that would cost. At a fraction of what it would cost for regular radio, and you'll get close personal attention to that. Today, it's a big day as it's another release day. We had Andy Timmons on the other day on the release day of his brand new record, and today we're talking to you on the same day as the Forward Motion Records Live record gets released. Fernando Perdomo, the CEO of Forward Motion Records and one of the star artists on that label as well, joins us by telephone from Miami. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
It's a big day for you. I know you've been waiting for this for a long time.
This has been a labor of love. Yeah. This label has been one of the most amazing things I've ever done in my life, because it's really a labor of love, and I love these artists. They're just so cool, and to have them all under one roof makes it so much more easier to establish a scene and a sound. And this concert was the culmination of a year of extremely hard work.
Yeah, the bravery that it took for you to get this label started. I mean, if someone comes up with an idea like that, it would immediately just seem so overwhelming. What was the real driving force, and what was going on in your heart as far as getting this going and starting Forward Motion Records? What made you feel like you would be able to do something that would get rolling?
Well, I was inspired by a man named Bill Acoin, who unfortunately, my band Dreamy in Stereo was the last band he signed before he lost his battle with cancer.
Wow.
And I was so inspired by his heart and his vision. Bill Acoin was a game show producer. He invented Supermarket Sweep back in the 70s. And one day, he was invited by a friend to go see a band, the band turned out to be Kiss. And he saw marketing potential. He was a marketing guy. And he said, you know what, I think I could sell this band. And he put down his credit card to pay for their first tour and to pay for their first outfits and everything, and discovered Kiss. And he managed them in their glory years. And after that, he discovered Billy Squire and Billy Idol. He left the management business for a while and then went back into it when he discovered a bunch of South Florida bands. And he believed in Dreaming in Stereo, and he did some amazing things for us while he was dying. And I wanted to do what he did for the artists that I felt needed a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus is singer-songwriters, and our focus is music that's in English. And it's kind of hard in this town because Miami's not known as an export town for music aside from electronica, Latin, and hip-hop.
Sure.
And the thing about it is that what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to export this music. And so far, it's been exciting because I've gotten stuff reviewed in England. I've gotten stuff reviewed all over the States. And it's been actually easier to get press coverage aside from a few choice newspapers that I really love working with down here, like CityLink, Sun Sentinel, New Times. It's been very hard to get any press down here, and it's been great. exposing some of the South Florida music to a worldwide audience.
To be fair, though, Channel 7 has helped you out a few times and had some spots with you on there. And, you know, I mean, it's creeping into the mainstream a little bit.
It is. It is. You know, hopefully by our five-year anniversary, we'll be worldwide. But just in our first year, we did a lot of things that were against the grain. And the whole goal is to try to get people to tell their friends and do the marketing guerrilla style, because really, we're a label that's run by musicians. We don't have that bank element. There's no deep pockets. And basically, we're artists working together. There was a picture that was taken of all the artists that performed at the show. And really, that's a family. That's
yep.
not just a label. That's not just a roster. It's real love that's happening over here with this label.
Yeah, man, and I was lucky enough to be a part of this show where you had your one-year anniversary, and that's where...
Bill, you did great.
Thanks,
you were, Bill was the MC, and he was awesome.
Well, it was just a pleasure to be part of that and be, you know, kind of welcomed into the family for an evening. And we've got a lot of music to play from this. Let's start with the opening track, which is from Aminé. Aminé was on the show a while back, a few months ago, and this is a live version of her song called Knock. You want to talk a little bit about this before we roll it?
Imagine if Chrissy Hynde was fronting Led Zeppelin doing Song Remains the Same.
That's all you need to say. Here's Knock. It's from the brand new Forward Motion Records Live.
100% live.
Thank you. Amine, Knock, live from the brand new Forward Motion Records Live, a showcase of this label's first year of work. And boy, that album just gets off to a roaring start. Now, let's talk a little bit of technical stuff here with Fernando Perdomo. You mentioned earlier no sound check. Well, I don't know if you, I think you said that to me before we started rolling, that compliment Zach Ziskin, the engineer behind
Zach Ziskin is a genius.
And how do you pull that off without getting a sound check ahead of time?
Well, you know, I mean, we had a house band that didn't play with all of the artists, but we were able to get there early enough to, well, some of us got there early enough to get all the levels together. Tarek Cintron, who is an amazing drummer, showed up a little bit later than I thought he was going to show up.
All right,
but still, we were able to make it happen. And Zach Ziskin is such a pro. He came in there with a laptop and a couple of converters and just took a feed off the monitor board. And I wasn't expecting what it came out to the speakers. This is a perfect document of the performances. And, it, man, people brought their A-game. We did it at Revolution Live, which is a venue which I've seen some of the greatest concerts I've ever seen in my life.
Some of these artists haven't even performed in this type of venue at all before, right? Like you said, have they?
Not at all.
Yeah.
So that's, not at all. This was a first time for a lot of these artists.
I was going to say, it also says a lot about the room, because the room did really sound fantastic, and that comes through clearly on the recording, so.
Oh, yeah, man. The room mics were up, and it sounds like a huge concert, because it was. And
yeah.
This is what the artists deserve. These artists deserve to be put in rooms like this, opening up for big-name artists.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a venue that's actually usually booked by Live Nation. And I'd like to thank Brando Revai over there, who was able to help us out with getting the room for the charities. Because it's really hard to be able to find a room that big without having to fork over a lot of money. And what we were able to do, we were able to make it a charity event, and we were able to raise well over $500 for the Christie House, which is a really amazing charity that helps out sexually abused kids and young adults. And we also raised awareness for Musicians on Call, which is hires musicians to play by bedsides at hospitals, and a lot of our artists already do that.
Really, really good causes, and those were great people from those organizations that were there. They spent a lot of time there. It was a long, long late afternoon and evening for all of us. But in fact, when it came right down to it, the show really wasn't a long time. It was all the acts were streamlined. It came up to two songs at a time. It was less than a minute or two between bands to set them up, and it was really well done. And Amine needs to be commended for her help with that as well. So
our co-producers were Amine and Lizette Santana, and they volunteered their time aside from performing. Amine, as you said before, Amine's set, it's like, wow, this is like a break for you, you know.
Exactly.
This is like actually you're getting up here and taking a break by performing, and because it's for us, we're so natural at what we do.
Right.
A lot of these artists are just natural performers. A big thank you has to go out to Amine Eager and Lizette Santana, who were my partners in crime in this amazing event.
Lizette and Amine probably are really, really enjoying these tracks as we speak. I mean, they've probably finally got a hold of the masters to listen to it, and it's probably the first time they've actually been able to enjoy the performances, so good for them.
I think it's a wonderful showcase for not only what the label has, but for what South Florida has to offer.
Yep.
And it's a completely different sound to what you would expect from South Florida. Recorded professionally and just really well compiled. I'm really happy with it.
And even with basically the same backline for every band, the integrity of each band's sound is intact, which is quite a feat that you guys accomplished. Just like this one here, Robert Goodman Band, we're going to roll another one. Let's talk about this track that we're going to play from the record.
Tears on My Shoulder, which is my favorite song off their debut album, which is called Everything is Beautiful, which just came out. And both on the record and live, this song is so powerful. And I'm really enjoyed this performance. And a big hand has to go out to David Rubenstein for an amazing guitar solo. Check it out.
Wow, Robert Goodman Band and Tears on My Shoulder from the Forward Motion Records live album just released today. Wow, Fernando, you're right. That song came out phenomenal on that record.
I've been a fan of Robert Goodman Band for so long now, and I'm so glad that not only does their album come out and it's getting great reviews and it's coming out awesome, they just really proved how amazing musicians they are.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in that band is just incredible. They had Derek Cintron filling in on drums, but Rick Shepherd is one of the best fretless bass players I've ever heard live. Freaking David Rubenstein. I joke around about the fact that me and him are like come from the same melodic school of guitar playing. And it's like, it's awesome when you have a guitar solo that you can hum, you know, almost as if it was the melody. I can see that being almost a secondary hook to the song.
Sure.
And Robert Goodman has got the most amazing voice. It's like a cross between Greg Allman and Roland Alzabal. You know, it's like Tears for Fears and Allman Brothers Band are two of the most, you know, polar opposites. Yet he figured out a way to make it work. I mean, their sound is so unique, and the songwriting is amazing. I mean, that record, Everything is Beautiful, is maybe one of the best songwriting salvos I've heard in a long time. I mean, it's just so interesting how they blend jazz, progressive rock, power pop, and fusion. I mean, I love that band.
Yeah, you're right, what you say about his voice, very heartfelt and very honest sounding voice. It's really, really cool. I dig that band too. And Tears on My Shoulder there that we just heard is one of two songs that they came in and performed live on the show recently. So folks
can
go back in the archives and check that one out, although it wasn't on quite the same size stage with the same kind of instruments, but it was really nice. So listeners of the show can go back and hear Robert Goodman in detail on their show that was recently done here in the studio. So as we roll through this, I want to apologize in advance to all the artists that were at the concert that we're not able to get to. Of course, we're limited on time today, so we've picked out, I don't want to say the seven best, but we've picked out a nice cross-section of the record, so to speak.
It's a good little variety of artists that I think we've got here.
One other of your artists that I'm looking forward to having on the show, I'm kind of been in contact with him lately, so we're looking forward to an appearance on the Bill Murphy Show soon, Joshua Stedman. We're going to play a track. This is track 4 on the Forward Motion Records Live. Talk a little bit about this one.
Oh, this is a tour de force. Joshua Stedman is one of the most talented vocalists I've ever worked with. I mean, the guy, man, I didn't have to do much. I mixed the record, and I didn't have to do much to make his voice sound like the way it sounds. Like, basically, you take an artist like Sting, and you take an artist like maybe Duncan Sheik, kind of like, you know, it's hard to explain. It's intricate, very unique blend of chord progressions and melody, and his lyrics are extremely mature. Another thing that's really interesting about him is he's an amazingly well-versed guitar player, and the chords that he uses are kind of like in the spirit of Sting or Duncan Sheik. It's very unique voicings. There's a lot of acoustic guitar players that don't.
You'll hear a lot of major sevenths and augmented chords and so.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
like this song's in B minor and it's just like a simple, almost like "Babe, I Want to Leave You" type progression, and he took that and added all of these beautiful jazzy chords and major sevenths and open string chords to make it a really unique sound.
Very cool.
And man. This song I love the fact that it starts off really, really mellow and it just blows up. His voice opens up and the song really, really gets huge towards the end. So here it is. The song's called Fool I've Been.
Joshua Stedman from Forward Motion Records Live.
I give you 99%. Oh, but you need 110 and some to spare. Oh, when will I realize my eyes deceive my heart? I guess I can't blame you. I'm the one who led you this far.
Joshua Stedman and Fool I Am from Forward Motion Records live being released today. We're talking to you on the release date.
Thank you very much.
With the brains behind the project, the whole master of the operation, Fernando Perdomo. And wow, what a buildup that song is. And then I also do want to mention, you were making comparisons to not only Joshua, but the Robert Goodman earlier. We can't help but make the comparisons to other artists, but it should be said that, you know, even with all those comparisons, just for reference, these guys are highly original and highly unto themselves and deserve, you know, credit where credit is due. Don't you agree?
A lot of labels like signing cookie cutter artists. Like, yeah. Okay, all right, we need a Kings of Leon. Okay, we need a Bruno Mars. Really, the thing about me is that I don't really listen to Top 40 radio, and I kind of say, okay, wow, this is unique. This is something that I feel is going to be putting something new to the table. So I think all 14 artists that are on this album have something to say that's from the heart.
Yep.
That's not influenced by top 40 radio.
Exactly.
I think one of the things that we have going for us is that we have artists that are timeless. They're making timeless music because it's singer-songwriter music. And I feel like singer-songwriters have always been somewhere in the charts all throughout the history of pop music. So I think everyone's putting something new to the table and creating an interesting sound, and we have to have these comparisons because it's like they'll, oh, well, you know, you should try that. It tastes like chicken thing. Well, you know, you got to have somewhere to come from to
say, wow, this reminds
me of something.
We can't help to do that, but I'm just saying, you know, even with all that said, they deserve the credit that they are entities in themselves. Now, I want to go back to what you said about 2 minutes ago while you were explaining that. You said you don't listen to top 40 radio. Now, I know that you may not drive around with the top down enjoying top 40 radio, but I know you must at least listen to see what's going on.
Look, honestly, I don't, and maybe that might be my biggest flaw. I recently have been exposed to music television for the first time in a long time, and honestly, I've only discovered a couple bands that I feel that I would sign the Forward Motion. I really like this band called Dawes, D-A-W-E-S, which you guys should check out. They're absolutely amazing, and I'm praying that they're going to have a hit. Aside from Diane Birch and Nicole Atkins, I really feel like that we've hit an all-time low when it comes to a lot of the music that's hitting out there, because it seems like regurgitation is the new thing. And also, simplicity. But then again, I'm not, I mean, if any of these artists hit number one, of course, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
But my big goal is to create careers.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to sign somebody that has a hit and just promote that one song. Honestly, I would love to see all of these artists have a 20-plus year career in the music industry and enjoy those small victories. South by Southwest, CMJ, winning a songwriting competition, whatever. It doesn't matter. Those are small victories that I feel are even better and have more merit than having a number one hit and disappearing.
Right.
And speaking of winning a songwriting competition, the next artist we're going to play is Jorge Moreno, who is our resident Latin lover. And I got to tell you, one of the biggest things that's happened with Forward Motion is that he's an established Latin artist, and he's a Grammy-winning Latin artist. He was the first Latin artist signed to Madonna's Maverick label back in 2002.
Oh, cool.
And I've always pushed for him to do English because his heart is in the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and Radiohead, yet he's always done music in Spanish. And I've been working on a few songs in English, and when I started the label, I was like, George, I want to release Thank You. I want to release Thank You. I want to release Thank You. And he was like, all right, sure, it's your pet project. Do what you want. And we made a video for Nothing, and the song ended up winning the International Songwriting Competition video contest and was a finalist in the overall competition.
Cool.
And the judges were like Tom Waits, Jeff Beck, My Morning Jacket, and Peter Gabriel. And I'm like, okay, if those people like Forward Motion music, then we're doing something right. And the song I had him perform for the show, actually the song that ended up on the album is not Thank You. It's a song called This Town, which is his second English single. And man, this came out really, really freaking cool. It's like mariachi meets it's interesting. It's like mariachi meets Quentin Tarantino.
let's check it out. Oh yeah, you can hear that right off the bat. It's Jorge Moreno and This Town from Forward Motion Records Live being released today.
There's a lot of girls in this town, like to see them when I come down. All my ladies, you drive me crazy in this town. It gets so lonely out on the road. The winter's when the summers are cold. And it feels so good to know you'll make me feel at home. And just when silence comes to sound, I get so high. Thank you. begins. You know my birth from skies above. This ain't love, no. You see, back home I have a life, a little boy and faithful wife. But please don't hate me, I'm still not baby in this town. We get so lonely on the road. The winter's warm, the summer's cold. It feels so good to know you make me feel at home. And just when silence is a sound, I get so high in this underground. I feel so lost until we drive.
Jorge Moreno and This Town. Well, I guess for what you were talking about, you guess we can call him George now. So we want him to be more English, right?
For a second, he was going to change his name to George Brown, because Moreno means brown in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's actually, we're working on an album that he's going to release under the name The English Project.
Oh, cool. Wow, very cool.
There you go.
And well, I want to get back to this singer-songwriter thing you were talking about, which is what you're sort of categorizing your artists. Now, singer-songwriters, I mean, let's face it, when, you know, no matter who they are, they really do start out as singer-songwriters. The thing that I appreciate about Forward Motion Records is that you capture a singer-songwriter while they're still in singer-songwriter mode, and the songs come out as raw and natural and real as they can possibly be, as opposed to other singer-songwriters that, you know, get into the machine and their stuff gets turned into, like you said, we're looking for the next Kings of Leon. So we're going to take your song and we're going to turn it into a song that was hot 3 months ago. And that's how we end up with the regurgitation. Is that a good assessment?
Oh, no. You know what? I'm doing everything wrong.
Well, according to the major labels,
according to the mainstream, our artists write their own songs.
Right.
We don't get together and write songs for the artists. These artists, you know, this is from the heart. When George says, "I've loved a lot of girls in this town," he's loved a lot of girls in this town.
Yes.
That's just the way it is. Another thing that's a big caveat of the label is, does the song work acoustic? If George Moreno played that song for you with just an acoustic guitar, would it work without all the mariachi backup vocals and the twangy guitar? Yes.
Yes.
That's the concept.
Very well
this
put.
This is great songs produce themselves.
This next one is Tyler Bernhardt. I got to meet this young man for the first time that night at the show. Fantastic kid. And let's talk a little bit about this record that we're going to, or this track that we're going to play from the record.
Well, this is a perfect example of what I wanted to do with this show. This song is something that kind of comes from kind of like almost like I'd say it's kind of like Leon Redbone meets Stan Getz. I don't know. It's like it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The image. I guess a good example of an artist that this would be somewhat like, would be something like Paul Simon or Jack Johnson. You know, it's really mellow, and it's got some beautiful layers. Anna Valenzuela played some mellotron parts that were really, really beautiful, and there's a whistle solo by Vic Kingsley at the end, along with a slide guitar, and all of these nuances usually get lost when you play in a loud club.
Yep. So we're going to hear a live mellotron in this track.
Yeah, well, it's a mellotron sample, but still, it's a beautiful part that has that Strawberry Field sound, and then it has that King Crimson sound on the bridge.
Very cool.
Another thing is that the cool thing about this show is that people were focusing on the music.
Yep.
They weren't focusing on the social element. So for loud songs like Amenade, people could rock out like they're at Madison Square Garden, and for soft songs, they could just relax like they're at a Swell Season show or a James Taylor show. So that's why this song worked so well live that night, because people were just mesmerized
Tyler
by this band's voice and this band's lyrics.
Cool. Tyler Bernhardt from Forward Motion Records Live.
Colors are lost in thoughts of free. Happiness and history. Clouds appear as days go by. The devil and I walk side by side.
Tyler Bernhard, Happiness and History in the Forward Motion Records live record being released today. We're with Fernando Perdomo, the head of Forward Motion Records. Just a really, really well done song. These are not like, you know, these are like chord progressions and melodies and structures of songs that, you know, these are very grown up, very adult, right?
Yeah,
well, trying to think of a better word to describe it, but I mean that everybody on your label to me sounds like very schooled and, you know, kind of technical musicians and not just, you know, three chord wonders, you know.
Well, you know, you date people like you, and I feel like that's what I am like, and I like working with people that can speak my language. So I think I attract And I work with artists that are a little more schooled and a little more mature, because we're trying to transcend modern musical styles by just being a little more broad. I mean, obviously, the people that are selling a lot of records these days are very simple, very young sounding, like Bruno Mars and 303 and LMFAO. But I feel like the music that Forward Motion makes has a broader audience, because I feel that, you know, the baby boomer crowd and the young hip indie crowd can both love Tyler Bernhard, but I don't think that the baby boomer crowd would understand half of the music that's being put on the radio these days.
Right.
So another thing that's really cool is I feel that Tyler Bernhard can equally open for Jack Johnson and James Taylor. And that, you know, Aminé could open up for, at the same time, she could open up for the Pretenders and Ava Levine, you know.
It's right.
Like, there's a lot of a broad spectrum of the possibilities.
Yep, absolutely.
And, hopefully that type of stuff is going to happen, you know. I'm hoping. This is going to be in the words of Eddie Zine, the drummer of Dreaming in Stereo, he says that hopefully this is going to break a lot of artists, because the real litmus test of talent is live. And these recordings are 100% live, and they're warts and all. And this is proof that Forward Motion artists can really deliver under, not only live, but with no sound check and under a lot of pressure to deliver in two songs.
Very.
And a lot of singers don't warm up until the fourth or fifth song.
There was a lot of teamwork and camaraderie going on there. Everybody was supporting each other, and all the musicians were helping each other out. Nobody minded waiting or getting pushed back, although they really didn't get pushed back, and it just couldn't have run smoother. We got a couple more tracks to play before we wrap this up. But before we do, I want to make sure that everybody knows by listening to this interview where they can get a hold of this record, where they can start downloading it now, and where they can purchase it and spread it around. Now, we want people to share this as much as possible. You know, if you get a hold of a track that you want to share, do so and let people know about it, and so we can get this thing to go national and global as quickly as possible. How can people get a hold of the record?
There's two ways right now. There's iTunes.com, search Forward Motion Records Live, and you'll be able to find the record.
Okay.
Another way to do this, and this is actually a very popular site because a lot of people don't like giving money to the man, there's a website called forwardmotionrecords.bandcamp.com, or if you go to bandcamp.com and search Forward Motion Records Live, you'll be able to find the record to download. And Bandcamp is a nonprofit website that gives all the money to the artists, and all the money goes to the artists instead of going to the middleman.
Very cool. I did not know that about Bandcamp. That's cool.
We're going to give half of the proceeds to cancer research. Actually, my mother died only 9 days before the show, and a lot of people thought that we were going to cancel it, but I didn't. I said, you know, my mom would probably would have wanted this to happen, and we dedicated the show in her honor, and we put Smile by Dreaming in Stereo at the end of this concert, at the end of the CD, as a dedication to her, and also in her memory, we're going to be donating half the proceeds to cancer research charities. So hopefully we'll be able to end this this terrible thing that's killing off our loved ones, and hopefully we'll start seeing cures in the next decade.
That's excellent. An excellent bookend to this interview that we're doing. What we'll do is we'll wrap up this show with these final two tracks. You've already described the final track on the album, which is the dedication to your mom, which is Smile. That's you performing as Dreaming in Stereo. So we will close the show off with that. But I guess we'll run these two songs back to back to wrap it up. And in closing, tell us a little bit about this final track here from Jim Camacho. And then we'll let you go and we'll let everybody enjoy the last two tracks.
Well, you know, sadly, Jim Camacho's mom died as well after the show. He was actually taking care of her, and he came in at the last minute to do the show.
Wow.
And it's been really tough times for us. I went to her memorial on Sunday, and the Goods got back together to play, and he played a song called Good Things Are Coming. And we talked a lot about the process of grieving and the fact that musicians have it pretty good in this case, because we could actually let go for the time that we're on stage and actually think about something else. And I actually told him that, you know, I mean, it's something that we need to do. And he felt so great on stage that night playing. And Good Things Are Coming is a really wonderful statement, because I really feel like there's good things coming to all of us. Anybody who puts in the hard work, amazing things are going to happen. And if you believe in the artists that are on this album, on the artists that are on this label, and the artists that are in your scene, whether you're listening in South Florida and you're suddenly going to start going out to shows, or you're listening to anywhere in your town, something that needs to come back is the hometown hero. And hopefully this label and these artists are going to bring hometown heroes to South Florida, and hopefully the local guy playing in the coffee shop or club by you is going to put your town on the map. So support local artists, support local music, support independent music, and support anybody that's trying to do good for the music industry. And word of mouth is the most important marketing tool. And hopefully if you're listening to the show, tell people about the Bill Murphy Show, tell people about this episode, and tell people about this album. And hopefully it'll serve as a music buffet for any music lover to discover artists, because I feel like all 14 artists here deserve to be as big as U2 or Foo Fighters or whatever. It's
yep.
Just they're waiting for their time, and every dog deserves this day. And right now, these artists are just waiting in the wings for their new fans or for their new exposure.
Yeah,
so
man.
Let's make it happen.
Very well put, Fernando. I think you very well described what's going on these days and how things are working. Word of mouth is more magical now than it ever has been, and let's keep that momentum going. I wish you all the best in your second year of Forward Motion Records, and encourage everybody to go out and get that record. Thanks for spending the time with me today, buddy.
Oh, man, anytime. I love listening to the show, and I think it's a really wonderful thing you're doing for South Florida and for the independent spirit, you know. It's really wonderful.
Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate it. Fernando Perdomo from Forward Motion Records. We'll wrap this up with Jim Camacho's Good Things Are Coming and Dreaming in Stereo, Smile, to wrap things up on The Bill Murphy Show.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
I remember now. You took me to the garden and you said how good life can be. Can't believe I feel despair. I think of what you'd say if you were here. If you just believe in it, I'll tell you, I'll show you. Good things are coming, baby. Good things are coming now. Good things are coming, baby. Troubled season. You said you couldn't find a reason to live. So let's live to find the reason. Good things are
For you, Araceli, my mom, thank you.
As it closes out the show today, the premiere day, release day of Forward Motion Records Live, go to bandcamp.com, search Forward Motion Records Live, and get that. You can also find it at iTunes. Support the local music scene from down here in South Florida and spread it around the world, folks. You have the power, as Fernando so beautifully described there in our interview. Share the link to this show to do so, to help spread the word about that. Also, check out our archives, over 170 shows to sift through. Many of them, very gifted musicians from all over the world. Contact me at murph@billmurphyshow.com if there's an artist I need to know about. And we'll catch you next time right here.
Subscribe to the Bill Murphy Show podcast for free at iTunes. You can post comments about today's show, listen to archived episodes, and like the show on Facebook by visiting BillMurphyShow.com. A presentation of Bill Murphy Productions.